Kind of had an interesting ebb and flow of his career here. It seems like struggled a bit against UCLA, but then came back and had a big game the other night. I guess just as far as how he's kind of stuck through things, and how he's kind of seen that.
I have a lot of respect for Lonzo. That he's come a long way. He's been through. He's had his share of adversity through his career, and he's been through a lot. I think he's really grown. He's grown up. He's really become a tremendous team guy, and it's good to see him have a game like he did the other night, having success, and because he's persevered through a lot of things, and I think he's really matured and grown up, and really become a tremendous asset to our program.
What's some of the things he's persevered through that might be off the table? Was he ever in your doghouse
he was like a lot of kids these days. He had some things he had to figure out, and what it takes to have success on the field, off the field. I mean, he's never been a problem kid. He's always, you grow up and you mature, and you grow into your role and into what the challenges are of a student athlete. And I think he's been through a lot of those things. And I wouldn't say he's been in the doghouse, but because he's never been in trouble, with the law and that type of thing. But he had some maturing he had to do. He had some things he had to figure out, and to his credit, he's done that. And he, not only has he done that, but he's gone over. He's become one of the real leaders on our football team.
Baker was a guy who jumped out Saturday night, but how have you seen him progress? I guess just through his career.
Well, I think Baker, he's played a lot of football around here, and he's. I thought he played really well the other night. I thought he did a lot of good things, and I thought our guys up front played pretty well the other day. And that's going to be the challenge as the year continues, Baker included. There'll be challenges this week. It's a good running football team and physical football team. So we need him to play like he did the other night.
Seems like kind of a quiet guy off the field. He doesn't do a lot of interviews and stuff like that. But is he a leader in that room with those defensive
lines? Yeah, I don't know how vocal Baker is, but people respect him. They respect what he does, what he represents, and like I said, he's played a lot of football and he's done a good job.
What have you seen from Ohio State's offense? I mean, has he kept it the same as what he did at Florida, or is he more involved into their personnel and what they have?
Well, I think there are a lot of similarities to when he was at Florida, but, different style of runner at the quarterback position. So you see some different plays. But there are a lot of similarities there, too. And, he had success with it at Florida, so why wouldn't he? It makes sense.
Compare and contrast the styles between Tebow and Kraft.
Well, you see some of, obviously some similar plays, but Tebow's a 240, 250-pound guy. Braxton Miller is he's like a tailback back there. I mean, he's elusive and makes a lot of people miss. Tebow is going to run over you. Braxton is going to make you miss, So it's, obviously there's some different plays that lend to, each of those guys' talents. But they're both obviously very effective and very dangerous in their own way.
Who on the scout team are you guys going to be using this week to represent Braxton Miller? And then how important is it for your defense to get a good read on his athleticism this week?
Well, we had, we have quarterbacks back there that are pretty athletic. But obviously you're not going to be able to, you can talk about it, but you're not going to be able to have somebody back there that does everything that Braxton Miller can do. So, we'll just use the guys we normally do.
When did celebration from Wisconsin end, and when did preparation for Ohio State begin?
Celebration ended after I walked out of that locker room. And that's it. It was time to go back to work.
Given the big comeback, though, with the great halftime adjustments, you breathe a sigh of relief at all that Husker Nation feels a little better about this team overall?
No. I mean, the next challenge, the next day. That's all I'm concerned about.
Do you think that your team's full start on Saturday was just an isolated incident, or was it something that you saw coming?
Well, if I would have saw it coming, I would have probably done something different. I thought our kids were maybe a little too keyed up for the game and maybe got outside of themselves a little bit. Like I said at the press conference, I talked to them about it before the game, and maybe they didn't have their emotions under control. I don't know. They're 18 to 22-year-old kids. You know, we didn't play well in the first half, and I thought they did a good job of coming back in the second half. I mean, the execution got better as the game went on, but we gotta get that fixed. We can't, we're not always going to be able to survive the mistakes we made in that first half.
PJ was saying that because of the small numbers on the uniform, we had a hard time matching up the personnel with Wisconsin doing all the shifting. But I'm guessing you'll be happy not to see those uniforms with the small numbers again.
Yeah, it made some things difficult at times. I mean, you couldn't see, from the press box, they couldn't always see. You could see maybe who was coming on, but you couldn't see who was coming off or vice versa. So that created some issues for us. And other than really one time, we were able to get the right personnel out there.
Coach, do you see more Big Ten trying to do that to you guys, motioning before the snap like they were?
Say that again?
Do you think that other Big Ten teams will be pre-motioning before the snap like Wisconsin was, or is that just an isolated incident?
Well, I think everybody does that to a certain extent. I mean, I guess I'm not following you. We've seen that all year.
Well, I know last year when Ohio State came here, you were asked a little bit about going against your alma mater. This time you're actually going to Columbus. Anything going through your mind as far as just the fact you're going to go back to the horseshoe where you played?
No.
Why not?
Why would it?
Well, I haven't played.
No, not anymore. I'm in a different time in my life, different place, and I mean, I have a job to do. That's all I'm concerned with.
When's the last time you've been to that stadium for a game?
I don't know. Long, long time ago.
Is there anything different about that stadium, the way that it's shaped and the wind or anything like that, or how it's set up? Is there anything different than that stadium than any other stadium?
It's a great venue. It's a great place to. It's a great environment. I don't know. You guys have to, make your own judgments. But it's a great environment. It's a obviously tremendous tradition, and it'll be a good place for our kids to play. Good experience for our players.
What was Ohio State football mean to kids growing up there? Is it similar to Nebraska football kids here, do you think?
Oh, yeah. It's highly thought of. Ohio State's very popular throughout the state.
Well, when you say that you don't necessarily feel one way or the other about it, I mean, it was a time of transition when you were playing there. I mean, there weren't probably vintage Ohio State teams. I mean, did you just not have a good experience or what? Because it seems like a lot of guys.
What do you want me to say, Eric? I mean, I guess I'm not following you. What do you.
A lot of people have pride where they went to school.
Yeah, I do have pride in where I went to school and my career there, but that has nothing to do with Saturday. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really make any difference. Well, what happened back in 86 to 90, and I mean, that's a different point time in my life.
What do you remember about Urban Meyer when he was coaching? Anything?
When he coached at Ohio State, he was a graduate assistant, and he was energetic and hard-nosed football coach then. Same, it's carried over into what he is today.
Like matching, you match up with
him
3 times, LSU.
Yeah, he's a good football coach.
Would that be a challenge you relish going against an offensive guy like that, the two you mentioned with?
you know, neither one of us are playing, and it'll be it's our football teams going against each other, and it'll be a great challenge for us.
Hey, well, did you guys get your game film from Ohio State yet?
Yeah.
Is it all there?
It's all there.
Coach, on a lighter note, what was up with Joey Ganz's pants? And will we see that again at all?
You'll have to ask Joe. Cost me a couple dollars on that one, though.
I know every game is important, but with you guys spending a lot of time in Ohio recruiting-wise, how important is it to have a good showing out there for potential recruits?
You know, it's just like any other thing is with regards to recruiting. You win, it's good for you. And, you know, I don't really put a lot of stock in all that. It's, you know, we're recruiting. We're trying to be the best football team we can be. And we're going to try and play the best we possibly can on Saturday. We're going to go try and win the football game. And how that applies to recruiting, you have to ask the recruits.
Do you do any recruiting up there Friday night, going to the games or making some school visits?
No.
While you're in town? No time this time?
No, we don't think we'll be doing that.
Why does the state of Ohio use so many high-caliber football recruits?
It's a big state. A lot of good football, you know, a pretty large population, some big cities, really good high school football coaching. And big emphasis on high school football back there, so that equates to, you know, having pretty big numbers.
Is there a culture that's been cultivated there over time that's maybe different from Texas or California or some of the other states that have big high school football?
I think it's, you know, you look at all those states, they have similar, you know, characteristics. You know, Texas football, California football, Ohio football, Florida football. You know, they have, you know, big population bases and, you know, like tradition over a long period of time of having good high school football. And that's, you know, where probably some of the really good coaching, you know, guys gravitate to those places. And you know, I always believe that in coaching period, that, you know, when you kind of become a product of what you've been exposed to and how you've grown up, and, you know, that tends to repeat itself. So, you know, I know myself, I'm sure Urban Meyer would tell you the same thing, that, you know, you play good high school football, you're coached the right way growing up, you have a good experience, and you get a foundation built where you kind of learn what's necessary to have success in your career, and those things provide you with a foundation, and you're able to build on that. It gives you a little bit of a leg up going forward, and probably happens in the high school ranks also.
Is Woody Hayes sort of a godfather of Ohio football, or does it actually go further back in the NFL?
I mean, in my lifetime, yeah, it's Woody Hayes, but, you know, there's a long tradition of good coaches there, and you know, a lot of people going through there. You know, there's a lot of tradition involved in that university with regards to the football program.
Sorry if you've been asked about Braxton, but when you look at the game film from last year, what mistakes did you guys make in terms of stopping him in the run game that stood out?
Well, we made some mistakes. We missed a couple of tackles where we had our opportunities to tackle him, and I thought we did some decent things. I mean, it wasn't all Braxton Miller that hurt us during that period of time. Trust me. He's a good football player. He's gonna put stress on you. There's no doubt. And he's gonna make his share of plays. I promise. You know, you're not gonna shut a guy like him down from the quarterback position the whole game. You know, I mean, you're not gonna just shut him out. So, I mean, I know that going in.
From your standpoint, is limiting his yards or playmaking ability on scrambling, is that the biggest concern? I mean,
they use them in so many different ways: scrambling, design runs, zone reads, options. I mean, he has the ball in his hands a lot. So yeah, he's a big focal point.
You talked high school football. You grew up in the state. Is there a memory from Cardinal Mooney that stands out, and why?
I have a lot of great memories from growing up where I grew up and playing at Mooney, and that was a great time.
What's it like to go back there now and recruit that area?
I always enjoy going back because I have family back there. I have a lot of friends back there.
Do you ever talk to Vince or Tim about your old playing days with them?
Vince or Tim, huh?
Yeah,
I mean, it comes up every now and then, just joking around. But no, I mean, I don't talk much about that anymore.
Anything else, Coach? The Ohio State defense played the run very well against Michigan State. What type of challenges will that propose for your run game?
They're a good defense. They're strong up front. You know, they got a couple good, a couple really good players on their front four. They're well coached. If their kids play hard, it'll be a heck of a challenge for our offense. They're good defensively.
Hey, Coach, there's been a lot of talk about Braxton Miller, and obviously he's the focal point of that offense, but is there anyone else or anything else they do that kind of concerns you?
I mean, it all runs through the quarterback, but they got some good players. They have, they have some good backs. They're physical and well-coached up front. And they have some wide receivers that can hurt you down the field. They have some good pieces around Braxton Miller, too. I mean, he gets a lot of credit, deservedly so, but, he has some good players. He has some talent around him that's pretty good.
How'd you feel like your corners covered on Saturday against Wisconsin receiver?
Thought we had some plays, obviously, we'd like back. We got a couple pass interference calls a couple times when we could have played the ball a little bit better. And we had a bust early in the game, and Josh Mitchell should have had some help, a little bit quicker, and I thought he could have played the ball better. So, I think there's a lot of things that happened in that game, across the board that we can learn from, and hopefully it'll make us better down the road.
Tim Marlowe suited up on Saturday. How close is he to come back on the field and practicing
playing football? Well, he had an X-ray over the weekend. I'm not sure exactly where the doctors are on that. And it's whenever the doctors give him the go-ahead.
Thad Randall, what's his status?
That'll be ready to go, I think.
What do you think of the way Ohio State's playing, given the fact that they're ineligible? I mean, they can't win the conference, the sanctions against them, but yet they're still seem to be pretty motivated.
You would expect that. I mean, those, kids have pride, and the coaches have pride. I mean, for them, that's in the past, and all they can control are the games that they're allowed to play. And I think that's the attitude they've taken, I give them credit for it.
Hey, well, you faced several mobile quarterbacks in your 4.5 years here, and when you shut down guys like Cole McCoy and Jake Locker, make their days miserable. What's the biggest difference between games like that and, say, going up against Bernard Robinson and Russell Wilson last year?
Well, every game's different. Every game's different. The challenges that they present to you are different, and you got to be ready to meet those challenges. You can't just lump all those offenses and things that they're doing into one category. You have to defend what people do and make plays on Saturday.
The way that they use Braxton, does that remind you of any opponents that you faced? Can you draw on anything from previous games?
Not necessarily. Not really. I mean, their offense is kind of unique unto itself.
Anything else, Brooke?
Thanks, guys.